ship waited for them, hovering at knee height just above the snowbank. The door opened at their mom's touch, and they piled in. Cece and Aija had to yank Akos in by both arms because he was too small to climb on his own. Nobody bothered with safety belts. "To the temple!" their dad cried, his fist in the air. He always said that when they went to the temple, sort of like cheering for a boring lecture or a long line on voting day. If only we could bottle that excitement and sell it to all of Thuva. Most of them I see just once a year, and then only because there's food and drink waiting for them. Their mom drawled with a faint smile. "There's your solution then," I just said. "Entice them with food all season long." "The wisdom of children," their mom said, poking the ignition button with her thumb. The floater jerked them up and forward, so they all fell into each other. Aija punched Akos away from him, laughing. The lights of Hesse twinkled up ahead. Their city wrapped around a hill, the military base at the bottom, the temple at the top, and all the other buildings in between. The temple, where they were headed, was a big stone structure with a dome, made of hundreds of panes of colored glass, right in the middle of it. When the sun shone on it, Hesse's peak glowed orange-red, which meant it almost